This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. We learned in the previous Mishnah that according to the halachically accepted opinion of the Tanakhama, as a general rule, once a hole develops in a wooden bone or leather utensil that is the size of a pomegranate, then that utensil loses its status of a halachic kli and is therefore no longer susceptible to tumah. Unless, we learned, the utensil in question was meant to contain things larger than pomegranates. In that case, the utensil only loses its kli status on the basis of a hole if the hole is as large as the item that this particular utensil is meant to contain. Our Mishnah further clarifies this distinction with some actual cases. The Mishnah says, regarding hachemes, a leather skin bottle that's used to hold balls of thread, and specifically this skin bottle is used to hold balls of warp thread. Weaving, you have the warp threads and the weft threads. Now, weft threads are thicker. This particular skin bottle contained balls of warp thread. So the Mishnah says, as we would expect, shiura v'bekoyel sholshesi. The size hole that would cause this skin bottle to lose its kli status is a hole that would allow balls of warp thread to fall out. But the Mishnah says, actually, there is a bit of wiggle room here in that imena mekabela sholshesi, even if because of the hole. The skin bottle can no longer contain balls of warp thread. Even though because of the hole, all it is still able to contain is the thicker balls of warp thread, the skin bottle actually will retain its halachically status and therefore will be susceptible to tumah. That is, the Mishnah that teaches that the fact that the skin bottle can no longer contain the particular type of balls of thread that it once was able to does not automatically disqualify it as a kli. If it could still hold balls of thread, even if only balls of the thicker weft thread, then we still view this skin bottle as able to perform its original function. As a result, it will continue to be susceptible to tumah. The Mishnah says similarly, beis ka'aros, she'enu mekabel ka'aros, if something that used to contain plates can no longer do so, it can't hold the standard size ka'aros, those types of plates, even though now, because of the hole found in the container, all it can contain is the larger platters, not the smaller ka'aros plates. Tame, that's still close enough. It can still basically perform its original function of containing some form of a plate. Therefore, this container continues to be susceptible to tumah. And another similar ruling, the Mishnah says, Beis ha-ri'i she'ena mekabel mashkin, regarding a chamber pot which develops a hole, so that now it can no longer hold liquid waste, afal pisha mekabel sari, even though because the hole all it could contain now is solid waste, tame nonetheless retains its kli status, for it's able to still contain a type of waste, so it's considered that it continues to perform its original function, and thus it remains a kli that's mekabel tumah. However, in this case, we have a dissenting view, Rabbi Gamliel Mitair. Rabbi Gamliel said, once there is a hole in the chamber pot that does not allow it to contain liquid waste, it is no longer considered a functional chamber pot. It's no longer mekabel tumah mipnei she'ein mekaymin oso, because people would not keep such a chamber pot, even though it could still hold a form of waste, but in practice, people will not keep it, and therefore it loses its kli status. It's not mekabel tumah, but the halacha is in accordance with the first opinion.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.